Yeah. Neighbors got some claw marks on their porch. Got a white claw out there. Think it's a can of raspberry.
Dude. Over 11,000 views in the last, since the beginning of March on the goat1.blogspot.com. I'm the man. I may be exploited in, work. Because I do so much work for so little money. That's how it always works, though, right? The low man does the most work and makes the least money. Because it's America. Dude, I just think about it, though. I'm like, oh, yeah, I do all the work. I mean, it just is what it is. And I am pretty, economic. And efficient. And now I realize, as a cashier working with money all day, I realize how ruthless yet pointless money is. Just fancy paper, weird parchment. I'm like, dude, y'all are fake. I turn into a reality star. Man, y'all are so fake. Alright. Commercial. But, dude, that's what I was thinking yesterday. You know the game show, The Wall? Where the ball starts at the top and then it clinks around through all the knobs and eventually goes to the bottom? I realized that since I've reached, a self-actualization and self-realization point in the last half year or so, and I just turned 31 yesterday, but I realized that my life is like the wall, and then, I'm the ball, and then I was kept bouncing around and being cast about. Cast Away. Tom Hanks. Hawaii? No. Wait, where is Cast Away? Is Cast Away on Hawaii? But, yeah, dude. And now I'm now that I see, the way. Dude, I've worked as a cashier before, but never this much. And for this long. So now it's really been drilled into me that I'm dude. but then I look back and I'm that's what makes me great, though, because I've made over 700 podcast episodes and over 1100 blog posts. So, and never made a dime from it. So that's what makes me great. So, yes. In other news, yes, I'm the wall. I'm the game show, the wall. I kept bouncing around, and now I feel like I plopped to the bottom. Which is it's like a $45 slot, you know? But I find, it's not that, it's yeah, dude, I work hard. But I mean, it's good though. Working hard is good though. It's kind of like football practice. It's what it reminds me of. But yeah, now I feel like I've clanked to a self-actualization point where I'm oh, now I see. Now I understand intentions and money. But And how, like, I'm like, oh, that's why people are so, like, rude and upset. It's because they don't have money. It's because they're not good with their money. And they also don't have. And, yeah, dude, lots of reasons why people, obviously. Because inflation, dude. Because I went to Starbucks for my birthday treat. And the birthday treat didn't even cover my Grande Nitro Cold Brew. But they did me a solid and just gave it to me because it was my birthday. But, yeah, dude. So, yes, I talked about the wall. I talked about, yeah, but dude, coffees at Starbucks are like literally like the average coffee at Starbucks is like $7 now. It's like, that's how you measure inflation. And then I looked at Starbucks' sales and they go up by over 10% every year. So that's the thing. They don't, their sales keep going up. So that's why they keep raising the prices. Because they're like, we make even more money. People don't stop going. They just pay more. And then I also calculated that if I got that Grande Nitro Cold Brew every day of the year, it would cost over $2,000. So, yeah, dude, that'd be a waste of $2,000. When you can get, dude, I have such cotton. That's what I'm doing. I'm like, I have such cotton mouth. Cotton bowl. It's not college football season. Let me drink some more of that La Croix Sao Paulo. No, dude, it's because growing up, or in like in my 20s, I was always so, I was like, what's the meaning? What's the meaning of life? There must be something more. But then I just keep forgetting that it's always just money. Because I always would be like in college and stuff, and you know, like in college, like money's not, it's more about like your grades and like class. Oh, dude, I spent a ton of time in college. Wrote for the Daily Evergreen. Find my old columns. Just Google Chris Arneson Daily Evergreen. And yes, Drake May. Here we go. So, projected to be top 5 pick tonight, NFL draft. And 8,018 passing yards, 63 touchdowns, 16 interceptions. Wow, that's a good touchdown to interception rate. Including 38 touchdowns, 7 interceptions as a sophomore. Only played 3 years at UNC. Also 16 rushing touchdowns. 1,209 rushing yards. Yup. Pretty amazing college stats. 64.9, we'll just say 65% completion. 8.4 yards per attempt. 154.1 rating, 6'5", 220, 10th in the Heisman in 2022 ACC Offensive Player of the Year, ACC Player of the Year that year, wore number 10 as a Tar Heel. Thanks for listening, Brett. Thanks for listening, everybody. It's going to be a good Thursday. It's my Friday. Go get that money, you ruthless pigs. Just kidding. But, yeah, dude. Money. It, the cause of abuse, violence, war, millions of deaths. But, I mean, that's like, what's the alternative? The alternative is, like, more of, like, a money light, if that makes sense. Dude, I'm already thinking about the future.
I'm thinking about like 2050, dude. The alternative, it's not communism, obviously. I'm like Ferris Bueller. Isms aren't good. I'm not advocating for isms. No, it's more of, the inequality gap in Spokane, just locally here, is, I feel like there's like, it's like, I feel like it's like Great Britain in the 1700s here. Like the way that like the upper class, because it's South Hill, dude, and there's lots of rich people around, and they're very they're like old school rich people. Like they think they're like oh, you workers, you wouldn't be educated, you probably didn't even graduate from high school, but can you even spell microwave? They're like, you must be an idiot. Dude, that's, but I'm like joking about it, but that's literally like the attitude of a lot of, that's why I like laugh about it. I'm like, these people are like maniacs, dude. They're like, oh, I saw on Reddit for some reason, I was just looking at like rich neighborhoods in Spokane, and someone said, on South Hill, where they smoke their cigars by lighting $100 bills on fire and lighting them. And it's like, yeah, dude, that's kind of the act. Like, I'll hear people be like this one lady like donated $25, and she's like, oh, that's nothing. $25? Might as well throw that in the gutter. Like, that. That's kind of the measurement of what money is like what people will act like is nothing. Or like I heard a fast food ad that said like only $10. I'm like, dude, fast food? $10? I would never spend $10 on fast food. But that's just me. Enough talk about money, dude. Arnie Pod is not about money, because just like I say, it's a bunch of hocus pocus. It just creates a circle of, abuse. And what, Marxism? Remember Marxism when they... That sounds like a podcast. Remember Marxism? Isn't that... Like, I was reading about it. It's like the argument that the workers will band together, realize they're being abused, and overcome the upper class. Dude, but you imagine, the workers, they're just too... disorganized to do that, you know, like they wouldn't show up, they'd be late, they'd quit, they would think they were working a different day instead of showing up to the overtaking, to the rising. Wait, I thought I was working at 5. No, dude, it would never work, because they'd say I have no money, so I can't do a rising tomorrow because I have no money. So that's like the problem with Marxism is, if all the lower class people were like me and were like college graduates, he used to write for the college newspaper and have written self-published books, and like, no, I don't think so. I think a lot of them like, are on like meth and stuff. Like, it's Spokane. Dude, I'm always suspicious of people being on meth, because it's Spokane. So, let's see. I'll wrap it up here. But since I bring it up, open our tab here. Spokane number, meth number of people. That's a weird way to search that. I just want the number of users. I don't know how they would say it. They go to knock on your door. Do you use meth? They're just like couches all over the lawn. They're like, yes. and there's like a TV on top of the roof. This person uses meth. I mean, there's probably like, it's not just meth. It's just like, dude, it's stuff that I don't even like. I mean, it's stuff that they have given me in the past because of my medical history. So it's like, yeah, I've done like, you know, people are on like, what do you call them? Vicodin or something. People on everything. Fentanyl. Dude, this says right here, Spokane overdose rates for fentanyl have increased 5,800%. What? According to State Department of Health data. Creme.com. The creme de la creme of the local news. This is from March 5th of this year. Dude, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's people... That's why I'm, like, tripping sometimes. It's because I'm literally talking to people, like, customers, you know, who are, I mean, not all of them, but, like, 5% of them are definitely on, like, I mean, not that it doesn't make you, like, a worse person, but, I mean, that's why I'm, like, some of these people seem kind of out of it. It's like, and it's just kind of funny because I'm like very observant of body language. So, and I mean, dude, it gets kind of tedious doing it for 8 hours, 5 days a week. It's literally because I was thinking the other day, because I used to do background acting, but then we would get to sit around for 95% of the time. But, this job, so I technically I work 7.5 hours and then I have 1 hour of breaks, 30-minute lunch, 2 15-minute breaks. So it's essentially like I'm working, because it's basically like I'm an actor when I'm like in the store, because like obviously I'm not like an old-timey storekeep. Like I'm like a minimum wage worker. But, like, people will pretend, like, I'm, like, a, you know, like, a, oh, this guy with the big mustache. Oh, it must be your store, right? How long has your store been open? I was, like, I don't know, 2015, I think. It's, like, dude, do you think I've been here for, like, 9 years? Like, I showed up in August, dude. What are you talking about? It's retail. But, yeah, dude, it's essentially being an actor for... 7.5 hours a day, 5 days a week. Because that's what I was thinking. Because as a background actor, you're really working for maybe 5 to 10 minutes of the day. Although you might be there for like 10 hours, you'll probably work less than 10 minutes. So, yeah, it's... That's, like, the difference. Like, it's, like, if I gotta go just sit on the recliner in the Zen room that we have, the meditation room. But, like, that's what it is. Like, it's, like, oh, yeah, what if you just gotta go sit there and just listen to music? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, background acting was, it was pretty easy. But you also didn't. I did it like less than 5 times a month, probably, like maybe 5 times a month. Like, whereas I work 5 days a week now. So like over 20 times, I work like 21 times a month, but, 21 Savage, 21 Thrifting. All right. Well, it's been a good one where I'm 31 years old. The first episode where I'm officially 31. Good stuff. Enjoy the NFL draft. Thanks for listening, Brett. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great Thursday. Boom.